the set.
Camera speed.
Sound production, take one.
Action!
Welcome to the Into the Fangirls podcast. I'm Sam.
I'm Lexi, and we're two girls with the slight obsession of everything pop culture.
Today, we're doing a low energy game because we've done like trailer breakdowns, I think, like 2 weeks in a row now. Have we? 2 weeks in a row?
No, we skipped a week because our last three episodes before that were like hours long.
Yeah. So instead, we're doing a game and we're playing the Hunger Games because there is a Hunger Games simulator that you can put any character, any name you want to into it, and it will give you a play-by-play of the entire game.
Yeah. I've never seen Hunger Games,
yeah,
so this will be
interesting. Yeah, and I didn't know that going into this, so it'll
it's
be fun.
Fine.
It's very easy to understand. They just kill each other, and really I'm just going to be reading stuff off, and then we'll just talk about it and laugh and hope that our favorites don't die.
Ooh, this is gonna be interesting.
Yeah.
Are we also gonna talk about if we think it's realistic if like that character would actually kill that character?
We can.
Okay.
Yeah, totally. But these, so we made a list. Each of us put like characters into it. And I ended up having to restart the list because I didn't shuffle it, so it was just giving me like every character you put on because you put yours first and everything, they're all next to each other. So I put it through a shuffler and then restarted this. So we got a completely randomized group of people. So we have 24 characters, two pairs in each district. And are you ready to hear these pairs? Because this is completely random. I did not do anything with this. And it's amazing.
She's like really hyped for this, which makes me nervous.
Because it's so funny. It's very, very funny to me. Just some of these are amazing.
Okay.
Yeah. So, starting with District 1, all these districts also have something that they mean. Should I figure out what each of those mean? Because I meant to do that.
Do you want me to pull that up? I can.
Yeah, if you'd like to. Just look up the Hunger Games district meanings. Because I know they're each good for something different. Because it's like a dystopia world, so one district is good for wood, one is good for something else. Yada yada. And I did mean to. Yeah, some of these are wild.
Is it okay if they're like a little like paragraph summary?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. District 1. Would you like to tell us what District 1 is good for?
Oh my god. Should we also say if we think they'll fit in this district too?
Yeah, we should. Okay. I wanted to do that, but I feel like it's better if it's more
random.
Yeah. But there were some I kind of wish I could have changed around, but I tried to be completely hands-off with this.
Okay.
Which you'll notice because there are characters who we obviously would want paired together and aren't.
Aren't. Okay.
Yeah.
District 1. Members of District 1 were known to produce luxury items such as jewelry. Due to their skill and craftsmanship, the goods that came out of District 1 were used to decorate the capital. Those who lived in District 1 were some of the wealthiest citizens of Panem? Is that what?
I think so, yeah.
Okay. Tributes from District 1 were known as careers because they trained for years before competing in the Hunger Games.
Okay. So, the two in District 1 are Olivia Benson and Elliot Stabler. That was the first pairing I got, and I'm like, no chance that I get them together. It's amazing.
And I was gonna wear my Elliot and Olivia shirt today, but I'm saving it for tomorrow.
Of course.
I
don't watch, but I feel like they kind of fit in that. I feel like the whole training part kind of works.
For the training part, yes. The luxury part, not so much.
The next district's characters, I feel like, would fit better in District.
Okay.
Yeah,
like, Elliot and Olivia, they make money. Like, Olivia's apartment's beautiful. And, like, clearly, as a single mom, you have to make money to own that apartment.
Yeah.
And Elliot's got five kids.
Jesus.
Yes, five kids. He's got to have some money
I
to take care of them.
To have six when he adopts Noah.
That little fucking shithead. But, yes. Yeah, the training aspect,
I don't think it's completely out there. Like, out of some of the ones we have, this is one of the ones I would maybe say, like, maybe top four or five.
Okay.
So, yeah.
All right.
Oh, I should also tell you, when they do the reaping, which is what this is, where you figure out who's in, like, in the Hunger Games, everybody's name just goes into a bowl. Once you're past the age of 18, your name goes
Yeah.
in there, and then you just pull them out at random.
Yeah, that's the
So,
I volunteer as tribute kind of thing.
yes. Yes.
Because doesn't her sister's name get filled and she's like, I'll do it instead.
Yeah.
Okay.
So then, District 2.
Okay. District two.
I would
Located
also like
on...
to say this is my favorite pair.
Oh God, okay. Located in the Rocky Mountains, District 2 was one of the largest communities in Panem. It was also home to wealthy citizens, resulting in a positive relationship with the capital. District 2 was known for its masonry and weapon manufacturing. In Mockingjay, it was revealed that the capital's army of
Oh,
peacekeepers
masonry.
trained. Sure. I have the vocabulary of a fourth grader. Lower.
No, I just, I don't really know. I feel like that's brick stuff.
Maybe. Stonework. You said bricks.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, I'm not too far off.
Okay, so basically like they're like making walls and weapons.
Okay.
That's what I'm oh, that was more of a question, but that's what I'm taking it as.
Oh, sure. I haven't watched these movies in years. Not that I really feel like you get much of an explanation if I remember.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who is in this district?
Renata Klein from Big Little Lies. And Addison Montgomery from Grey's Anatomy.
Oh yeah, they'd fit better in the first district.
Yep,
And I feel like
absolutely.
Elliot and Olivia would fit better in this
In this
district.
one, yeah. But no. That pairing came up. I'm like, what are the chances? Because I feel like they're so similar in ways, and I think it's amazing.
So I don't know Addison, but she seems very like uptight.
Yeah, sort of.
Okay.
But she warms up. Like, she has
Okay.
a good heart.
Like
It's
all I
just
really
like,
know is Addison from her entrance into Grey's.
yeah, no, she's very like, she's a doctor, so she's very professional. She's kind of cold, but like once you get to know her and she opens up, she's very like, she has a good heart. And I kind of feel Renata's the same way, though she's a little more mean.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. District 3.
District 3. Okay. The primary industry in District 3 was technology, as the people were produced televisions and computers and other electronics. During Katniss' victory tour, she noticed that District 3 was one of the more rebellious districts. One of the most memorable members who came out of District 3 was BT, a victor who displayed his engineering and technology knowledge multiple times during the Second Rebellion. Wait. So is the Hunger Games multiple like movies, just new fights?
Yeah, so the first Hunger Games is like just, I think it's the 75th annual
Okay.
Hunger Games. Then the second one is, yeah. Then the second movie is like a legacy one. Because if at the end of the first one, Katniss and Peeta do a thing that kind of overthrows it and makes the president mad. So then the second one puts like old winners into it, and it's kind of like fight to the death of the winners.
Oh, so it's like the All-Star round.
Yeah. And then the third one is them trying to overtake the government. So it's just wild.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So this one has to do with technology.
Yeah, these two don't fit in there.
Okay.
KJ from Paper Girls and Jackie from Yellow Jackets. Yeah. Those two weren't like around with technology, were they? Is Paper Girl set in
So
like the
Paper Dolls
80s?
is yes, but they do
Okay.
time travel.
Okay.
And there is some technology involved.
Yes, I know there's some technology, but like maybe not the technology we are used to. And Jackie didn't live long enough to get to see technology. Yeah.
I think there was like a rocket ship situation in Paper Girl, so KJ might know a little bit.
Okay.
Paper Girls was a wild time. That's like definitely a two watch kind of thing.
I
And I
need to
haven't
watch
did my
it.
second watch.
I need to watch that.
Yeah, you
District
do.
4.
District 4. District 4 specializes in fishing industry. The citizens of District 4 were known to be wealthy and very good looking. The tributes were also careers, training from a very early age to prepare for the games.
I don't know how they fit in this, but Joyce Byers and Misty Quigley. This is another one of my favorite pairings. I'm really
It's
glad Misty
great
made it in
too.
here.
Oh, so am I. It's great too because adult or teenage Misty can do wonders.
Yeah, right? I kind of want her to win.
Same.
Yeah.
Did Misty kill anything? I know Misty chopped off limbs.
Yeah, I just know she was good with like wildlife skills. I don't think Joyce entirely fits in this district.
She looks like a girl that could go fishing, though, in
Yeah.
some outfits.
Yeah.
You know,
Yeah.
I feel like Hopper would take her fishing,
Hopper
and
would take
she'd be
her. Yeah. She'd
willingly
do.
go.
Yeah, she also has two boys. She probably wants to teach them how to fish.
Yeah.
I don't know. It just, that's a fun pairing to me.
You know, like that's an amazing
They're
pairing.
both kind of like the town crazy. It's amazing.
I just like.
Oh my God, it's a mermaids
So
We should have put Cher in here. An unintentional mermaids reunion. I love this.
yes. I'm just picturing some of the faces Joyce would make after like hearing Misty to speak.
Right? I feel like she'll kill Misty immediately.
Yes, absolutely.
District 5.
District 5. District 5 was responsible for power and electricity. The area produced the electricity that powered all Panem. They housed a hydroelectric dam where many of the citizens worked. The dam became a target by the rebels. Okay, that really doesn't matter.
This one is Janine Teagues and Ted Lasso.
Wait, okay.
I feel like they get along very
Just
well.
that, yeah, no, them together, amazing.
That's
They're,
Quinta, right?
yes.
Okay.
They would be the first to die. Love them
Yeah.
both. Love them
They're
both.
not making it very far.
Especially,
I
I
want them
mean,
to. I feel like they could hide.
you know, I'm gonna give Janine a little bit of benefit of the doubt. She's a teacher, so she did take science classes.
Okay, I don't think Ted's making it very far.
No,
Then again, we're
no.
not in control of this.
Yeah, we're not. Teddy could surprise us all and take the whole thing.
That's true. He
'Cause you know that's
surprised
what
us
he's.
with that's yeah. That's the whole plot of the show.
It is. It is.
I wouldn't be able to kill Ted. He's too sweet.
No.
I don't think everybody else is gonna have the same problem.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. I feel like Missy will get such a crush on Ted. That just feels like something.
Yes.
Yeah. District 6.
Oh, excuse me. The core industry within District 6 was transportation. It served as the hub for the transport network through all of Panem, like District 3, District 6 supported Katniss and the rebellion's effort. Okay, that doesn't matter. Go on.
So, transportation.
Yes.
Mac from Paper Girls. And Melissa Schmenti from Abbott Elementary, aka Chessie.
Yes.
Yes, these are two
Oddly,
characters
I
you
think.
know.
Yeah,
So,
oddly, I think they would get along.
yeah. Also, I just realized how morbid it is that we have two kids in this that are gonna get
Yeah.
like brutally fucked up.
Because they're not even 18.
No, they're like 13.
So, you said KJ or Mac?
Mac.
I just got them characters mixed up, I'm pretty sure. Hold on, let me think.
Mac is the one that looks like Will Byers.
Okay, so I got this mixed up. I for
Okay.
some reason I thought KJ was Mac. They Melissa Schmenti would think Mac, right? Mac is a little shit, but I think would get along very well.
Okay.
And Mac has a bike.
Okay.
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 So, like, she has transportation. Like, that's her job.
This works.
It works. Melissa Schmenti, I think.
I also just feel like, given that she's a kid, Melissa will have some kind of, like, protective nature over her in some way.
Oh, yeah, no, definitely. Melissa loves kids.
Yeah.
I mean, she's a teacher.
Yeah.
She's got a little sketch background, but that might pay off.
Okay.
She's got, this. She knows, she has a guy for everything.
Okay.
Yeah.
Seven.
District 7. Supply panel with copious amounts of lumber. The area was said to be surrounded mostly by trees. The most noteworthy of District 7 was Joanna Mason, a Victor. Okay, that really doesn't matter. So, lumber.
Leighton Murray from Sex Lives of College Girls. And Barbara Howard from Abbott Elementary. Yeah, that was interesting.
No way either of them are gonna understand anything about lumber.
No.
I don't even know if they'd get along.
Hey, that makes it more fun.
They might. Yeah, I really don't know.
Okay.
Okay.
District
8 was known for their work in the textiles industry. One of their factories was dedicated to producing the uniforms used by the peacekeepers, along with a few other districts. Okay. A textile industry. They make uniforms.
Thaisa Turner from Yellow Jackets and Eddie Munson from Stranger Things.
Wow, I can't believe I forgot to put Eddie in there.
I know. I added him on our behalf.
I mean, Eddie knows how to dress.
Yeah.
Thaisa?
Thaisa does too, but I feel like she's more like prim and proper. Whereas Eddie is more style. I feel like
Thaisa is the president of this whole thing.
Oh.
Canon?
Yeah.
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 I
do. Well, we know Thaisa will do well.
Yeah.
Eddie? Yeah. Eddie survived in the woods when he was hiding from everybody.
Listen, Eddie only died because he was protecting children.
Yeah.
So he can put up a fight.
He can pull this out.
Exactly. Him.
District 9. Oh my god, Justin is so sending him like little gifts because you can like sponsor somebody and send them things to help them. Justin is
what kind of fake movie is this?
It's amazing.
Okay. District 9. The principal industry at the focus of District 9 was grain production. The area was not the least referenced district in all of Panem. Not much is known about the victors or tributes from District 9. Oh,
this kind of works out for one half. So, okay. Peyton Sawyer and Lottie Matthews from Yellow Jackets. And we don't know a lot about Lottie.
No.
So she's kind of mysterious. I feel like Peyton, that works for her. She's more artistic, so I feel like she might fit better in 8.
Yeah.
But, like, I think she'd be kind of down to do whatever.
Do you think they'd get along?
I don't think they'd like... I don't think they'd not get along. I don't think they'd be friends. Like, I don't... Okay. I think they'd just be acquaintances. I don't think they'd, like, go out of their way.
Gotcha.
Yeah. 10.
District 10 focused on the livestock industry. Their main job was to raise animals and supply the meat to the capital.
This is Portia and Daphne from White Lotus. Which, by the way, you did not tell me that Daphne is a MILF.
Izzy's going to be really upset at you because Izzy loves Daphne.
Okay, well, she is.
No, she is really pretty.
Yeah.
Daphne, I feel like, can do well.
Okay.
Portia, on the other hand, and that's...
Okay. When I looked her up, it was all about her outfits.
Yeah, they're really out there.
Okay.
I don't think everyone was picking on her, but like I didn't think it was that bad. I feel like Portia's a vegetarian. That could be a
Okay.
lie. She just gives off vegetarian vibes.
Okay.
Portia was also Jennifer Coolidge's assistant. So I feel like she's good
Okay.
at taking orders. So if Daphne orders her around,
Sorry, what was this district again?
livestock.
Right. Okay.
You know, Portia seems like an animal lover.
Okay.
Supplying the meat, though, I don't really know. Daphne,
We can let Daphne handle that.
I feel like Daphne could handle that. She would act like she wouldn't want to, but I feel like Daphne has like a psycho side inside of her.
Okay.
She cheated on her husband.
Good for her.
Yeah, so she knows how to play a game well
Okay.
and what it takes to win and be on top, so
All right.
it might work.
11. This is also a very weird matchup.
Okay. District 11 was said to be composed of a vast area, possibly the entire southern region of Panem. Agriculture was the main industry of District 11, as the land was covered in orchards, crop fields, and cattle farms. District 11 was one of the poorest districts, and its citizens lived in small shacks in an area patrolled by peacekeepers. Okay.
Karen Walker and Shauna Shipman.
You see, Shauna should have been in livestock.
Yeah, she'd be great. We're having rabbit that I killed in the garden. I skinned him from neck to anus. Wonderful.
Karen Walker being the poorest one is kind of funny.
Yeah, it doesn't work at all, but it's
No.
amazing. I don't think they'll get along.
No. And Shauna's like low-key poor.
Yeah,
Like
also
her
she like
husband's
her
like
clothing
business.
is not
No, it's
great
not
either, so
lavish.
Karen's just gonna tease the fuck out. Also, Karen's dying for sure.
Yeah.
Like, I think
You
she's good
know?
at dishing out insults. I don't know if she, I think she could kill people. I don't know how good she is at like hiding and surviving.
They do have orchards and crop fields, which can be used to make liquor and
I was
wine.
gonna say, as soon as you said orchards, I'm like, she could make wine.
I mean, I feel like we need more of a vineyard
Yeah.
rather than an orchard, but she'll find a way.
Okay.
She'll find a way.
And our final district. What is it?
District 12 was the smallest and poorest district in Panem. The district was located in Appalachia, and their primary industry was coal mining. After the second rebellion, the coal mine was closed and the district began to produce medicines. Okay.
Okay.
It's getting down and dirty in the coal mines.
This is Pearl. I'm assuming like from
Pearl.
Pearl. Okay.
Yeah.
And Jim Hopper.
Jim Hopper's thriving.
Oh,
He's
Jim's
fine.
great. He's fine.
He's fine.
But if they start
Pearl!
running out of medicine, maybe Pearl could be okay. She's a little loony. She can kill people though.
Oh no, she could.
She'll do fine.
Are we doing Pearl and Pearl or Pearl and X? Pearl and Pearl.
We'll do Pearl and Pearl.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Those are our districts. Those are our contestants. Let me send
Yeah,
you the list so that you can
please send me
like
that list.
delete as we go if you want. Just sent it to you.
Perfect.
We shall hit proceed.
Okay,
Okay.
wait, can you explain one more thing to me? So you said
Yes.
that like each district like brings something to the table. Like what does that really have to do with playing the game? Like
It
they're
doesn't.
allowed
It's
to bring.
just, no, it
Okay.
just, they're just, it's a dystopia world. So, like, each different place is good for something and they all contribute to one
To
country kind of
the
thing.
country.
Yeah.
Okay. So like in this.
But, like, then they bring, like, certain skills with them. So, like, those who are, like, in, like, agriculture might be good at, like, surviving in the wilderness and, like, food and that kind of stuff.
Oh, okay.
Whereas, like, those who are, like, with, like, masonry might be good at making a shelter. like that kind of stuff. So it's more just like based on skills than it is like what they actually bring.
Okay. And then like when like they go to this Capricorn thing and like grab stuff, like is there stuff like from their district there to help them survive?
I believe so. There's just okay, a lot so of like weapons and like food and backpacks filled with supplies and stuff.
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
It's really just, I don't think you ever really get a great look at the cornucopia. It's just filled with stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So this is called the bloodbath. This is the very beginning. This is usually when the most people die, but who knows?
How many rounds is this?
Just until everybody dies.
Oh, so we could be here for a while. Okay.
Yeah. But it'll get down a little bit.
Okay.
Okay. As the tributes stand on their podiums, the horn sounds. KJ runs away from the cornucopia. We have our first death. Jackie kills Shauna as she tries to run. Okay. So Shauna's not winning. Vengeance. Hell yeah.
Kara Walker's dying without Shauna.
Oh, fuck yeah. No, this just gets better and better. You're not ready. Addison grabs a backpack, not realizing it's empty. Janine runs away from the cornucopia. Joyce runs away from the cornucopia. Misty Quigley scares Barbara Howard away from the cornucopia.
Which is like, will probably actually happen.
Yeah, literally. I think Misty would be great at that. Peyton Sawyer runs away from the cornucopia. Eddie takes a spear from inside the cornucopia, so he's armed.
That's my man.
Karen Walker snatches a bottle of alcohol in a rag.
Would that be any more perfect?
Right?
She's good. She's surviving.
She's perfect. She's just going to be drunk the entire time. Elliot Stabler runs away from the cornucopia. Jim runs away from the cornucopia. Hopper, sorry. Pearl retrieves a trident from inside the cornucopia, which is perfect because a trident is the three-pronged thing in that she had a rake that she, not a rake, a pitchfork that she killed things with.
Oh, lovely.
Right? Leighton Murray finds a backpack full of camping equipment. Melissa Chimenti runs away from the cornucopia. Portia runs away from the cornucopia. Lottie grabs a backpack and retreats. Renata snatches a pair of stays? Stays? S-A-I-S? S-A-I-S.
S-A-I-S.
Yeah. Her and Thaisa both have a pair.
S-A-I-S?
Yeah. I don't know what that is.
Neither do I, and it's not even coming up on Wikipedia.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh. Apparently it's this, if that's correct.
Okay.
Some weird sword-looking thing. But this says it's a psi, so I don't really know. Pair of saves. Psi's. Yeah, sure. They're these, I guess. The little
okay, so
they're
it's basically like a little, sword. Like, knight. Okay.
Yeah, but like small, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So both Renata and Thaisa have one of those. Ted Lasso runs away from the cornucopia. Olivia Benson, Mac, and Daphne all. Oh wait, no. Olivia Benson and Mac both run away from the cornucopia, and Daphne stays at the cornucopia for resources.
Seems like a Daphne thing to do.
Yeah. So then, proceed.
Wait, day so, like, one, why would you want to run away?
Because everybody tries to kill you at the cornucopia, because just everybody's there, and you can grab the weapons really quick.
Okay, so, that's only one person died.
Yeah, only one person died. That's why they call it the bloodbath, because, like, that's where you're getting killed the most.
Okay, so it's smart to run away. Okay, yes. I didn't, like, know if you could go back.
You can.
Okay.
Yeah. Day one. So this is after, this is still the same day as the bloodbath, but like just later on.
Okay.
Daphne makes a slingshot. Peyton searches for firewood. Layton and Hopper threaten a double suicide. It fails and they die. Rip, I guess we're not getting a Chopper endgame in this.
Okay.
I don't know why they threatened a double suicide, but okay. Cool. Pearl defeats Janine Teagues in a fight, but spares her life. So.
Okay, Pearl's got a nice side. I mean, Janine probably started annoying her and was like, fuck this.
Yeah. Ooh, we have an unlikely alliance. Joyce Byers and Thaisa Turner split up to search for resources. I'm assuming that means they're working together if they're splitting up. Because they're not in the same
district.
Okay. Elliot discovers a cave where he can do it with Olivia.
Yes.
Mac receives clean water from an unknown sponsor. Like I said, you can sponsor people, send them stuff.
They just probably felt bad for a child being in
yeah,
there.
Yeah, right. Lottie throws a knife into Renata Klein's head. That clocks.
Lottie has been off her meds probably already.
Oh, yeah. Oh, holy shit! Olivia Benson and Misty Quigley threaten a double suicide. It fails and they die.
No!
Yeah!
Really thought Misty was gonna win this. Liv, my baby!
I know, I'm so sorry for you. But Karen Walker picks flowers. Jackie hunts for other tributes. Eddie searches for firewood. Barbara steals from KJ while she isn't looking. Ma'am, that is a child. You are a teacher.
A kindergarten teacher. She likes
exactly.
God.
Addison Montgomery fishes. Melissa Chimenti travels to higher ground, and Portia falls into a pit and dies.
Not surprised by that.
No.
Oh my god.
Seven cannon shots can be heard in the distance. Shauna Shipman. Oh, this is when there's cannons, it's who's died. Seven people already.
Okay.
So Shauna, Leighton Murray, Jim Hopper, Renata Klein, Olivia Benson, Misty Quigley, and Portia. I'm very upset.
Dude, I thought Leighton and Hopper did a double suicide and it didn't work.
They threatened a double suicide. I don't really... So in the first movie, Katniss and Peeta threatened a double suicide too, and they stopped the game and, like, get them out of there. But, like, obviously that's not gonna work if it's just the beginning of the game. So... I think maybe they thought maybe that would get
so if you threaten to kill yourself, you're free to go.
No, but because they were the only two left and they didn't want to kill each other. So then if they both committed suicide, no one would have won. And they needed a victor. Yeah, it's crazy shit.
Okay.
Night one. Jackie receives clean water from an unknown sponsor. Karen Walker convinces KJ Brandman to snuggle with her.
That is, thank God we have Elliot Stabler still alive. Because that's not okay.
No, it's not.
I'm just really confused about how, like, what's the point of having two people to a district if there's only one winner?
I don't really know. Oh, because it's one girl and one guy. But we didn't play it like that.
But still.
I don't really know, man.
I mean, that's not your flaw. It's just a flaw I pointed out.
Yeah, it's kind of stupid.
Okay.
Pearl passes out from exhaustion. Barbara Bauer begs for Melissa Chimenti to kill her. She refuses, keeping Barbara Howard alive.
Those are the best girlfriends.
Hell yeah. Thaisa Turner loses sight of where she is. Elliot begs for Eddie to kill him. He refuses, keeping Elliot alive. Lottie receives an explosive from an unknown sponsor.
So... I'm sorry, they can just send explosives too.
Apparently. They don't think that's a good thing for Lottie to have.
No.
Daphne climbs a tree to rest. Oh my God, Ted Lasso destroys Addison Montgomery's supplies while she's asleep. Ted, sir. Oh, Mac looks at the night sky.
Oh.
Peyton Sawyer thinks about home. And Joyce Byers and Janine Teagues tell stories about themselves to each other. That's just
They
kind of
could be
cute.
great friends.
I think
Yeah.
they would be good friends. Okay, day two.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Elliot attacks Jackie, but she manages to escape. Thaisa explores the arena.
Okay.
Mac
Wait.
just.
So, like, is this like in a dome then?
Kind of.
It's
So it's a giant thing. It's like people are in control of this. So the first Hunger Games is a woods. Like they're stuck in a forest, basically. That's what I'm envisioning here. They're in like a forest.
okay.
But like, yeah, they're basically in a dome that they can just add stuff to. So like eventually they add like wolves that are gonna come attack them, like that kind of stuff. Like that's what can be added. The game makers pick it as they go. But for this, they're just in the forest.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
Maybe I should really just watch the
Even yeah. I thought you had, I'm sorry.
It's really okay. This is more fun not
It's
knowing
kind
what
of
the hell's
yeah.
going on.
Mac receives medical supplies from an unknown sponsor.
Once again, people just feel bad for the children.
Yeah, I honestly mood.
Yeah.
Janine, Daphne, and Lottie hunt for other tributes.
Interesting pair up.
Yeah, right. Ted Lasso receives fresh food from an unknown sponsor.
Still.
Did I say that Mac gets medicine from an unknown sponsor?
Yeah, you did.
Okay. I didn't want to miss that one. I like to believe that it's Rebecca sending Ted biscuits.
Stop. It probably is.
Barbara begs for Peyton to kill her. She refuses, keeping Barbara alive. Why does Barbara want to die so bad?
Barbara's not meant for this, but she's
No,
a
she
woman
does
of
not want to be
God.
here.
She's a woman of God, so I don't know why she wants to die so badly. She should be praying.
Right? We got another amazing team up here. Melissa Schementi, Joyce Byers, Karen Walker, and Addison Montgomery raid Eddie Munson's camp while he is hunting. That is just a fever dream of a team there.
It is.
Pearl begs for KJ to kill her. She reluctantly obliges, killing Pearl. Good job, KJ.
Yes, KJ,
You
the
love to see
lesbian
it.
queen.
Fuck yeah. So Pearl is the only one that has died in day two.
Okay.
Oh, sorry, this is night two now.
Okay.
Eddie and Janine tell stories about themselves to each other. I feel like Janine would
Cute.
like Eddie.
Yeah.
Karen, Thaisa, Lottie, KJ, and Ted Lasso all sleep in shifts. I love that Karen is just floating.
Wait. Karen, Thaisa.
Lottie, KJ, and Ted.
Okay.
Daphne defeats Elliot Stabler in a fight but spares his life.
Thank God.
Yeah. Joyce cooks her food before putting her fire out. Barbara tries to sing herself to sleep. I'm rooting for her. Addison receives clean water from an unknown sponsor. Mac attempts to start a fire but is unsuccessful. Peyton and Melissa sleep in shifts, and Jackie stays awake all night.
Wild.
Okay, day three. Lottie discovers a river. I want,
Oh my
like,
God, wait, that's amazing because
oh
y'all
my
jackets
God!
discover the lake.
I'm just gonna grab a piece of paper so I don't, like, spoil this stuff for myself because I like reading it in real time.
Okay.
Ted Lasso throws a knife into Barbara Howard's head. Well, I'm not rooting for Barbara anymore. I don't think I'm rooting for Ted either.
Literally the two nicest people on thing.
Is amazing.
Oh my God, I wish Beard was in this.
Oh my God, he would win. Can we do this again? It's just fun. Joyce constructs a shack. Daphne scares Eddie off. Peyton diverts Karen Walker's attention and runs away. She feels easy to distract.
Yeah.
Addison picks flowers. Thaisa sees smoke rising in the distance but decides not to investigate. Dumb decision if you're asking me. KJ sprains her ankle while running away from Janine. Jackie goes hunting. Mac discovers a river. Elliot hunts for other tributes. Melissa receives an explosive from an unknown sponsor.
It's one of her guys.
So the only death of the day was Barbara. Rest in peace.
Oh, Barbara.
Oh, boy.
Woman of God.
Eddie attends to his wounds, which I don't know how he got, but sure. Daphne severely injures KJ, but puts her out of her misery. So I assume KJ is dead.
I just killed a child. KJ, no. KJ definitely thought she was a MILF, too. God damn it.
Damn it. Jackie tries to treat her infection, just like how she has poison ivy.
Oh my god, yes.
Lottie or and Peyton. Frostbite. Yeah. Lottie and Peyton huddle for warmth. Aren't they in the same district?
No.
Oh, that's cute. No, they are. So that's cute.
Lottie and Daphne?
Peyton.
Peyton, sorry. Yeah, no.
Nope, you're good.
Sorry.
That's cute. Thais and Janine hold hands. Ooh.
Uh-huh. And Thais is a lesbian. Janine's probably too oblivious to realize, like, what the meaning of that is.
Melissa, Mac, Elliot, and Karen all tell each other ghost stories to lighten the mood.
They just want to protect the child. Now that she's the only child there.
Yeah. Joyce tends to her wounds. Addison cooks her food before putting her fire out. Ted Lasso dies of dysentery. What is that?
No, Ted. But like,
yeah. Is an infection of the intestines that causes diarrhea containing blood or mucus. Nice.
Lovely.
Rip Ted. That's what you get for killing Barbara, and she didn't do anything wrong. She was just singing herself songs.
Oh, Barbara.
Day 4. Lottie attacks Melissa, but she manages to escape.
Okay.
Joyce fishes. That makes sense. That was her thing.
That was her thing.
Peyton receives a hatchet from an unknown sponsor.
Okay.
Thaisa receives clean water from an unknown sponsor. Eddie diverts Karen's attention and runs away. Daphne tries to sleep through the entire day. Me too. Mac diverts Addison's attention and runs away. Janine diverts Jackie's attention and runs away.
God.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, Elliot.
Elliot falls into a frozen lake and drowns.
Bro.
Yeah, right.
At least he's with Olivia now.
Oh, cute.
Their end game in heaven.
Aww. Carnivorous squirrels start attacking the tributes.
Oh? And why is it squirrels?
No, but the squirrels separate and kill Peyton and Mac. So we have no more kids. Thaisa tries to kill as many squirrels as she can, but there are too many. I don't know if that means she dies. I guess we'll find out. Jackie survives. Melissa survives. Daphne survives. Joyce uses the squirrels to her advantage, shoving Lottie into them. Y'all are just cuddling. Addison survives. Janine survives. Eddie survives. Karen Walker is brutally attacked by a scurry of squirrels.
That just feels right for some reason.
Right. There's no better way she could have gone out. 8 cannon shots can be heard in the distance.
8 KJ, people died?
Yeah. KJ, Ted, Elliot, Peyton, Mac, Thaisa, Lottie, and Karen. So Thaisa did die.
Oh, Thaisa.
That's disappointing. Night 4. Eddie is unable to start a fire and sleeps without warmth. Poor baby.
I feel like that feels accurate, though.
Yeah. Joyce quietly hums. In honor of Barbara. Melissa and Daphne sleep in shifts. Addison and Janine threaten a double suicide. It fails and they die. Jackie you cries herself to sleep.
Had no idea what she
was doing. Yeah, right? the feast. Okay. The cornucopia is replenished with food, supplies, weapons, and memoirs from the tribute's families.
Okay.
Joyce and Jackie get into a fight over raw meat, but Joyce Byers gives up and runs away.
Okay.
Eddie takes a staff leaning against the cornucopia. I think a staff is like pitchfork.
Yeah, I think that's
I think
what you were saying that for, yeah.
Melissa decides not to go to the feast. Daphne takes a staff leaning up against the cornucopia as well. Eddie silently snaps Daphne's neck.
Oh! Okay.
I feel like he would have had a crush on her.
Yeah.
He feels like a MILF lover. Jackie practices her archery. Sorry, what?
But didn't Daphne just do something to Eddie? It might have been another day.
I think so.
Okay. Revenge.
Joyce... Oh! Joyce silently snaps Melissa's neck.
It's actually pretty impressive. I'm not
that is, right? Okay. Maybe she's taking it out on, like, the kids are dead now, and she takes that personally. Four cannon shots can be heard in the distance. Addison, Janine, Daphne, and Melissa. Who do we have left?
I don't even know.
Joyce, Jackie, and Eddie are the only ones alive.
Oh my god.
Okay, who do we think's gonna win?
Right now, I'm really kind of leaning.
Joyce has 2 kills. Jackie has 1, and Eddie has 1.
I was gonna say, I feel like Joyce.
Right?
Which is gonna be shocking.
I'm not in control of this. Okay. Jackie and Joyce tell stories about themselves to each other. I really think you guys shouldn't maybe be hanging out right now.
No.
Eddie is unable to start a fire and sleeps without warmth. Again.
Bro.
Jackie hunts for other tributes. Eddie makes a wooden spear and Joyce searches for firewood. No cannon shots. Joyce sears a fire but stays hidden. Eddie bashes Jackie's head in with a mace. Oh, good lord.
Oh my god.
So we're down to Eddie and Joyce.
Not the two I wanted at the end.
No, I was kind of pulling for Karen.
Yeah, did I really want anyone at the end? No. But, like, not them two.
I was kind of rooting for, like, Barbara or Karen to pull it out just because I thought it'd be funny. And at some point, just amazing. Barbara kind of captured my heart.
Yeah.
She just wanted to die. And then she sang to herself. Which, like, mood. All right, day 7.
Oh, God.
Joyce silently snaps Eddie's neck. 2 cannon shots can be heard in the distance. Jackie and Eddie. The winner is Joyce Byers.
Wild. If you would have told me that would have been the outcome, I would have thought you were lying.
Right?
But then again, I think out of all of them, Joyce probably has the most experience.
That's fair.
With this shit.
Yeah, her or Hopper.
Yeah.
Ooh, it tells us who, like, what place everybody came in. So.
Wait, that feels a little morbid.
Right?
All these people are dead except Joyce.
Right. Why does it say. It says placements, but it's saying, like, weird. Okay. It says Joyce Byers is the winner with 3 kills. Eddie is second place with 2 kills. Jackie has 1 kill and is in third place. But it also says Shauna is in third place, which doesn't make any sense. Because she, like, died first.
She did.
Melissa has 4th place. She also didn't kill anybody. Which is interesting.
So how are they going, like, how long they lasted? They're not going based off kills?
I don't know.
Okay.
That must be it. Oh, yeah. These placements are weird. Because it's also saying Ted and Elliot both have 3rd place. And, like, okay. I'm just going to tell you who has kills. Daphne has 1 kill. Janine has none. And she came in 6th place. Addison came in 3rd and has no kills. Karen came in third. Oh, wait. I'm wondering if maybe because like Karen and Shauna are in the same district, that since Karen made it far, she made it to third place, meaning Shauna made it
Oh.
to. Okay.
That makes more
So,
sense.
yeah. Okay. So then Lottie came in fourth place, but she was paired with Joyce.
No, Lottie was paired with Peyton.
Right, she was. Okay. Who was Joyce? Misty.
Oh, yeah.
She Misty came in third place. Okay, I don't get these rankings.
That's fine.
Lottie had one kill. Thaisa had none. Mac had none. Peyton had none. Elliot had none. Ted had one. And it was devastating.
Literally, probably the most dramatic one.
Right? KJ had
That
one
or
kill.
Jackie killing Shauna.
That was
Like,
just
right off the bat.
baffling. Barbara had none. Rest in peace. I'm very sad about her dying.
You have to watch Abbott Elementary just for Barbara.
Yeah, now I have to because I'm very upset. Pearl had no kills. I think she did. Portia had no kills.
Yeah.
Misty had no kills. Olivia had no kills. Renata had no kills. Jim had no kills. Layton had no kills. And neither did Shauna.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, here, it gives us a rundown. Jackie killed Shauna at the bloodbath. Layton and Jim double suicide. Lottie threw a knife into Renata's head. Olivia and Misty did a double suicide. Portia fell into
Wild
a pit.
pair.
Right? I'm really shocked nobody killed Misty.
Yeah. That she was willing to take her own life.
Yeah. Night one, no one died. Day two, Pearl asked KJ to kill her, and KJ reluctantly obliged.
Which is fine.
Yeah. Night two, no one died. Day three, Ted Lasso threw the knife into Barbara's head. Night three, Daphne severely injured KJ but put her out of her misery, and Ted Lasso died of dysentery. Dysentery. You know what? That's karma.
Yeah. I love you, Ted.
They should have
Like,
been friends.
they really should have.
Day four, Elliot fell into a frozen lake and drowned. And then the arena event in day four was carnivorous squirrels, and the squirrels killed Peyton and Mac, and Thaisa tried to kill them, but there were too many and overtook her. Joyce shoved Lottie into the squirrels, and Karen was brutally attacked by a scurry of them. I could just like picture that so vividly in my head, and it's
Yeah,
amazing.
it's great.
Addison and Janine threatened a double suicide. It failed, and they died in night four. The feast, no one died. Day five, Eddie snapped Daphne's neck, and Joyce snapped Melissa's. And then night five, no one died. Day six, no one died. But then night six, Eddie bashed Jackie's head in with a mace. And then day seven, Joyce silently snapped Eddie's neck, and she won.
Wild. The fact that there
Right?
was 7 days is wild.
Right.
How long is that actual Hunger Games?
I don't know. How long was the
Okay.
first week? Sorry, I'm screenshotting this because I think it's funny.
Yeah, no, please do.
That is not at all how I thought that was going to turn out.
No.
But it's amazing.
It is.
And I want to do this again sometime. Wait, what was I looking up?
Yeah, we will. Oh, how long the Hunger Games was.
Yes. Did the Hunger Games last 18 days?
Oh, shit.
And then okay, sorry. The first movie is the 74th Hunger Games. The second movie is the 75th, and that one lasted 3 days.
Okay.
Damn. Good job, Joyce. I'm proud of you.
Me
Oh,
too.
here we go. We got more placements. Placement number one, Joyce. Second, Eddie. Third, Jackie. Fourth, Melissa. Fifth, Daphne. Sixth, Janine. Seventh, Addison. Eighth, Karen. Ninth, Lottie. 10th, Thaisa. 11th, Mac. 12th, Peyton. 13th, Elliot. 14th, Ted Lasso. 15th, KJ. 16th, Barbara. 17th, Pearl. 18th, Portia. 19th, Misty. 20th, Olivia. 21st, Renata. 22nd, Jim. 23rd, Layton. And 24th, Shauna. And then the district placements were District 4 in number 1, District 8 in number 2, District 3 in number 3, District 6 in number 4, District 10 in number 5, District 5 in number 6, District 2 in number 7, District 11 in number 8, District 9 in number 9, District 1 in number 10, District 7 in number 11, and District 12 in number 12. And then kill-wise, Joyce had 3, Eddie had 2, KJ, Daphne, Jackie, Lottie, and Ted all had 1. And those are the stats.
So, like, also, like, what happens with the districts that rank, like, if you're district 1, like, does that make anything happen or not?
You go on, like, basically a tour of all the districts, and I think you bring back, like, wealth and stuff for your district and, like, pride and all that. And basically, it's just...
That sounds boring.
Yeah, right? You get to go to the Capitol, which is, like, high up, and you get, like, a feast. You get dressed up really nice, like, all that. Like, it's kind of a big deal, okay. But...
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's truly wild.
We can do it with 36 or 48 tributes.
Next time.
Okay.
We're going 48. We're going to go home.
Yeah. Yeah. That's amazing.
That is.
Okay. I think that's it, though.
Yeah. Really had no idea what this episode was going to be, but it was amazing.
It was very fun. I kind of just love playing, like, stupid little games. Like, this reminded me of March Madness in a way.
Yeah.
Just, like...
But this was a little bit better because we had no idea what was happening. And
yeah. Like, I kind of like that we couldn't be in control of anything.
Yeah, I do like that.
Because that made it a lot more fun. And there was no way of, like, controlling who would win.
Yeah.
So. I'm really sad that Elliot and Olivia both died.
Yeah, I mean, if one of them won and one of them died, which could have happened, I think I would have been upset. But, you know, they're both in a better place. Having their endgame without fucking shitty Noah.
Yeah, I am very shocked that Joyce won.
Yeah, wild turn.
I mean, good for her.
Yeah.
Like, I'm rooting, like, I'm happy for her.
Oh my god, we should do this Battle of the MILFs.
Wow. What do you want to do next week?
Oh, maybe we should do that.
I'm honestly down.
Oh my god, our Mother's Day episode, we should do that. That's a while away.
Yes. But we can do it twice.
We could. We could.
I'd be down. Because this is just fun, and there's no real planning behind it, yeah. Which makes it better.
Because you know us. There's no planning whatsoever.
We don't like to plan.
I'm shocked that we actually got a list of characters before we even started the episode.
Yeah, right?
I was thought about it for days, and I was like, I just gotta do it now.
When you told me that you did, I'm like, okay, I better get on this.
Wow, starting the initiative? Wow.
Yeah, neither of us ever plan.
Nope. It's fine.
Look at us.
Proud of us.
I'm proud of us, too.
That's all was in my house.
Maybe we'll play again next week. Maybe we'll do something new. Who knows? This was fun. If you like this, let us know.
You know, it does feel fitting Ted Lasso died, though, because I was hoping we'd do a Ted Lasso season 3 trailer. And
yeah, you know what? It was deserved.
Yeah. Love you, Ted, but I was really expecting my trailer.
Yeah. It's your punishment. Next time, we should just... Oh, if we do this again, we should take off everyone that we had on here, unless we do a mill.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And then we can just put them in. Because I put Rebecca on here and she didn't get chosen.
Uh-huh.
And we'll add Beard.
Yes.
I think Beard would take it.
Me too.
Yeah.
He'd hide in the woods. He'd be
Hell
fine.
yeah, he'd win. I really thought Misty might have won.
Yeah.
Like, I think she was my pick. I'm happy with Joyce winning.
Yeah.
I love her. I was not expecting it.
No, but if we were to, like, plan it, Misty would have probably
Misty probably would have won. Yeah. That's the episode, though. That was the end of the fangirls' first Hunger Games.
Wild.
Right? Yeah. If I was energetic enough, I would totally just make little graphics to put on the screen of, like, what's happening, but I do not have the creativity or skill or energy to do that.
I wouldn't even know.
So you'll just get a really fun, hopefully, thumbnail instead.
Yeah.
And I'll post this on Twitter so that, like, you can
see it.
See it. Yeah.
Why?
But yeah. Thank you for joining us on this episode of Mention the Fangirls. You can keep up with us on social media, our Twitter and Instagram. Nope, our Twitter is Enter Fangirls, and our Instagram and our YouTube are Enter the Fangirls.
Make sure you follow us wherever you listen to your podcast, and we can't wait for you to join us on our next episode. Once again, I'm Lexi.
I'm Sam, and this has been Enter the Fangirls.